Cruz, don't expect impeachment dismissal vote but final judgment of guilty not guilty vote. By Jeff Poore on January 25, 2020. In an interview that aired Saturday on Fox News, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, offered his predictions of what was to come in the Senate impeachment trial. Cruz said he anticipated after the attorneys for President Donald Trump made their case, senators would have the opportunity to ask questions in writing that would be administered by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. Once that was completed, Cruz said he expected a vote on witnesses. He did not think a motion to dismiss would be a part of the vote but instead a vote of guilty or not guilty. I don't think it will be a motion to dismiss, Cruz said. It will be initially a vote on witnesses. If we vote no additional witness are necessary, I think the next vote you'll see is a vote to proceed to final judgment. Rather than dismiss the case, I think we will go to judgment. And we will acquit the president, which will stand up and vote guilty or not guilty on each of the articles. I think it is a much better outcome for the president and the country for him to be acquitted. Not dismissed, and throw the case out, but reach final judgment and find the president not guilty. That's going to be the end of this because the House managers haven't met the constitutional standard of proving high crimes or misdemeanors, he added. The president has the authority to investigate serious allegations of corruption. There were massive allegations of corruption. There was at least enough evidence to justify an investigation. Cruz said if the Senate voted to allow witnesses, the proceedings could go on for weeks, if not months. However, he said if the Senate voted not to have witnesses, the entire impeachment episode could be over by next week. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.